Well, we've played well. We've played well these last couple of games. We've played well against Detroit. You know, like, I think the biggest thing for us is to kind of, you know, take the step and try to build on some of this stuff. We talk about that all the time, or trying to get to that stage and trying to either use this as something. And so now we're in this thing. So how can we use this in a positive light? You know, I think you have to stay focused on dealing with the process and not dealing with the outcome of things. I'd like us to go in Detroit with a mindset of, you know, expecting to win. I mean, that's a little bit of a large comment, you know, especially from where we've come from. But I mean that in the context of building on the confidence that we've built within ourselves. That's what I'm trying to say there. So hoping to go in with that and going in with that mindset, and then putting our best foot forward. Good start, doing the right things. Because when I watch the tape, there's a lot of good things that I see us doing, you know, and it's like, okay, we're good. So I'd like to continue down that road.
By preaching defense, by playing better defense?
Well, yeah, I don't know that it's newfound offense. Things are going in, you know, in spite of some other factors, but things are going in for us. I don't know that we've changed anything. I don't know tactically if we've said, okay, we can start doing this and this is going to result in goals. I mean, as coaches, you're always looking for those things. I think things are starting to go. I think we're doing some little things, details in our game better. We're going to net front. We're making the goalie work as opposed to being near the net. That may not mean a lot to you guys, but it means a lot in the context of making the goalie work. If he's given it this one because he has to see around you, then that's making him work, and that helps. It's the secondary shots that are helping you. We're getting pucks to the net. You know, there was a point there where when we looked at numbers in the league and stuff, our numbers weren't great at either getting it blocked or always missing the net. The combination of those things weren't good. Well, we're a little bit better at getting that. So it's either an awareness or finally enough preaching about it that people are recognizing that these things can help. And I think that those little details are starting to pay off a bit. But you know how goals go. You can continue to do the same thing and then you go dry. So we'll ride it when we can. Well, I thought last night was a little bit better from a standpoint that we were doing some things right. We were getting some activity at the net. Some things were happening at the net that were better. So what happens in cases like this, and this has happened before, it happened last year again, it's a lot of raw emotions that's not good that gets projected there because it's a factor in games, and it's an impact in games. So people really start to grip things. The more attention you bring to it, the more pressure builds and mounts. Players feel it. Everybody feels it. So you have to try to balance it while you're teaching it, showing it, and just be patient and try to stay with it, try to keep pushing through it. We're not happy with it. We recognize it. We know it. We see it. We hear about it all the time. We're doing the best we can to try to get it on the right track. There's not much more I can say than that. You know, people are losing sleep over this. I lose sleep on a lot of things, not only that area. There's enough areas there that there's a lot of shrapnel out there that I can lose sleep over, but I don't lose sleep right now. That's what winning does. Oh, I don't think you have to remind players that it feels good. I think that we can really understand that winning is a lot better than losing, and it just brings a lot more joy in your world. It's, you know, little problems don't exist, or they get swept under the rug. Camaraderie's better. Everything's better. I think it's just way more enjoyable. You play to win, and it's when you don't win, it's gets rough. We've had enough rough seas for a while. It's nice that we enjoy this, but we also have to understand to keep things in perspective here. Let's just focus on how do we continue to play well and how do we continue to do things in the right way. And I think winning follows some steps. It's a result of some things. And I think we're seeing some of that now. Well, I think it was mixed up for a while. That was a while ago, but I think that that's the first order of doing things the right way is putting effort before skill, and then skill comes second, and you're going to be fine, you know. So I think that's just the first order of how things have to go. And sometimes teams get mixed up with that. Sometimes it happens with really skilled teams. They get mixed up because they have a lot of skill, and they, you know, in our case, I wouldn't say we've got an overabundance of it. We have some skill, but I think we got it in the right order right now. Well, I spoke about this last night a little bit, but I think what's changed quite a bit with him is he's playing the way that Andrew Ladd needs to play to have success. And for him, if you want to make the correlation between work before skill, him it's will before, almost before work and then skill, if you had three things. He has tremendous will. That's one of the assets that he has. That's, you know, people, everybody's got something. His will is really strong. We have others that have that too, but that's one of his strengths. And when that comes first, the other things just fall into place. And I think that's what you're seeing now. And then it enables him to lead. It helps him in that direction. And, you know, because he's a guy that's passionate. He's engaged. He cares. And it's a big task when you're a captain of an NHL team and you're trying to lead the group and you're trying to play. Like, sometimes just getting your own game is a full-time job, let alone trying to do the leadership stuff. It's a big task. And he I understand where he's coming from when he's trying to get his game together first, because that's how you it all falls into place.
So you're saying there's some blows in his will and it's higher now? He's just a hot goal scorer. He's doing a lot of
levels right here. He's doing a lot of little things well. Yeah, no, he's, you know, he's playing the same way. He's playing the same way, but he's hot and he's shooting the puck and he's doing some things well. But he's a conscientious player. His consistency is one of his assets. Now things are going in and he's going with it, which is good to see.